In terms of the quarterback that you guys are going to prepare against, do you prepare differently for either Bradford or Keenum?
No, I don't think so. I think we're going into this thing thinking that we'll probably go against Keenum just with what we saw on Monday. But we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see how much the playbook changes. But we've got a good several games of film on Keenum to study. But I don't know much is going to change.
So, Clay, how frustrating is it to come so close to getting the fourth down stop there, you know, down the stretch against Dallas, but then it doesn't go your way?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's tough, especially when you think, you know, you've made that stop, yeah. And, you know, mentally, kind of emotionally. But you got to go back out there and make the stop. The bottom line is we didn't do enough on that final drive to get off the play or to get off the field. And, I mean, you could, you know, give a number of excuses as to why. I mean, we started the drive off with 10 men on the field. The bottom line is we didn't do enough to get off the field, so that's unfortunate. It's something we're working on, and something we'll get better at.
So if Morgan is unable to go this week, I know he's a versatile, valuable guy in this defense. What does the unit miss the most if he's not out there?
I think obviously, you know, the versatility of his athleticism is what allows us to play. You know, as you guys are aware, this nitro package, where in reality it's just putting a safety at linebacker and bringing some more athleticism in there. So. You lose that right off the bat with what he's been able to do for the past 8 years. But, we'll manage. We'll proceed, with the next guy up mentality, even when, you know, sometimes you wish it weren't the case. But, even more so than that, just kind of, he was making those play calls, getting the mic, you know, he had the mic in his helmet and everything. So lose a little bit in that regard, but for the most part, I think we're just trying to, weather the storm. As unfortunately, this team has done, this entire year, this short year so far.
So how do things adjust with the communication issues then, just in terms of how you guys communicate with each other out there when he's not in the news?
Well, I think, I think Hobb might have the responsibility of making the play calls, or at least have the mic in his helmet if we're going to go away from, getting signs from the sidelines. So it'll just be more put on his plate. But, late in the game, last week, I was trying to help out as far as, because it's tough. I had to do it for a few years. It's tough kind of having to spit that out to the guys a couple times, run to the back end, show one thing. Perform another thing. So just, it's no different than what we've been doing, but it'll just require Ha-Ha to be a little more vocal in getting that out and learning to, managing his air and everything, because it's a tough task to ask.
Like Aaron Jones did for you guys, sparking the offense on the ground. Jared McKinnon's kind of the same thing, like, so what kind of challenge does it present for you guys?
Well, he's a good running back. Obviously, he's able to do, not just be a true running back in the sense of playing in the box and being able to run downhill, but also in the screen game and swing passes. He's a smaller guy, but he provides a lot of athleticism. So, we'll treat him just like every other back. We know when he's on the field, and it was unfortunate they lost Cook because he was out to a hot start, but. We'll just have to corral him and make sure he doesn't break those big plays that he's accustomed to.
Do you think you're able to have impact playing off the ball against Dallas, in that fourth and kind of look at him? And are there more opportunities there for you to make different kind of plays?
Well, I think just from what they had studied, especially the week before against Chicago, coming out, you could tell, even with that first play of the game, they had anticipated us playing, a different defense than what we did at times. So, I think it was a new little wrinkle. But, as far as, sitting in zone and breaking on the ball, it doesn't take too much skill to do that. But, fortunately, I had some good breaks, and, it allows some opportunities to make some plays in the running game off the ball. But I think for the most part, we're just, as we've always done, kind of moving guys around, especially in these latter couple years, I think we're just trying to find mismatches and ways to improve the defense. So, I think we got exactly what we wanted out of that defense as far as, especially late in the game, and, kind of sprinkled throughout when they were thinking we're going to run one thing and go with another. So, there's opportunities there's opportunities all over the field. You know, whether you're rushing, playing in the middle, playing line, inside linebacker, or just dropping into coverage. So, you know, try and make your plays when you can.